throne. Goblin remained adamant that they had to be close by, that there was no way the Daughter of Night had shed her connection to her cage. I told Swan, "Then you gather up some men and drag that cage up to the Shadow Gate. We'll make her follow us." The warning horn sounded again. Soulcatcher had crossed the summit. She was on our side of the Don de Presh. There were hints of light in the east. It was time to leave. Chapter 69. A brutal argument was underway aboard Soulcatcher's carpet as she approached her destination, skimming the rocks, the sun's blinding fires behind her. Part of her wanted to forget about assuming a disguise and infiltrate the enemy. That part wanted to arrive as a killing storm, destroying everything and everyone that was not Soulcatcher. But by doing that, she would expose herself to the counter-efforts of people who had shown themselves very resourceful in the past. Innovation was one of the more irksome traditions of the Black Company. She grounded the carpet and stepped off, concealing it using a minor spell. Then she crept toward the company encampment, a few yards at a time, until she found a good hiding place where she could undertake the illusion creations and modest shape changes that would render her unrecognizable. That work required total concentration. Back in the brush, not far from where she had sat down, Uncle Doge crept forward, and after having used his small wizard skills to make sure there were no booby traps, demolished Soulcatcher's flying carpet in a straightforward, no-nonsense manner using a hatchet. He might be old and a step slower, but he was still very quick and very sneaky. He was almost all the way back to the Shadow Gate when Soulcatcher appeared, looking the epitome of scruffy young manhood. A white crow, balanced precariously in a bit of rain-hungry brush, observed her passage. When she could no longer glance back and see anything damning, the bird flapped into the place where she had changed and started going through the clothing and whatnot she had left behind. The bird kept making noises like it was talking to itself. Soulcatcher entered the encampment where she had expected to find the remnants of the Black Company. It was empty. But up ahead she saw a long column already beyond the Shadow Gate. One man with a sword across his back had not passed through the gate yet, but he was moving swiftly, and a number of people were waiting for him just on the other side. They did have the key, and they had used the damned thing. She should have gotten here faster. She should have attacked. Damn it! Everyone knew subtlety was no good with these people. Hey! They had to have known that she was coming. There was no other explanation for this. They had known she was coming, and they knew where she was now, and the first fireball was so accurately directed that it would have taken her head off if she had not been getting down already. In another moment, the damned things were streaking in from several different sources. They set brush afire and shattered rocks. She got down on her stomach and crawled. Before she worried about her dignity, she had to get away from the focal point of the fire. Unfortunately, her efforts did not seem to matter. The assassins seemed to know exactly where she was, and her disguise did not fool them for an instant. As a swarm of fireballs closed in, she flung herself into a deep hole that had been a cesspit not that long ago. No matter. Right now, shelter was priceless.